Hi, this is Fred Wallace with Off the Wire, proudly sponsored by Pete's Auto Body. Pete's Auto Body because we care about our community. While the Toronto Blue Jays continue to rumble and scramble for a playoff berth in the American League, a playoff tournament is about to commence in our region. The Grabbers Ladies Fastball League regular season concluded last week. The Desboro Royals went undefeated in a condensed season and finished atop the standings with 16 points. The Lady Royals were followed in order by the Tara Ladies second, Meaford Leaky Canoe third, the Allenford Gators fourth, Bad News Bears were fifth, and the Port Elgin Diamond Devils brought up the rear in sixth. The playoff tournament begins tomorrow night at Allenford. In fact, the entire playoff will be conducted at Allenford, with the format this year being single elimination rather than their traditional double knockout concept they've used in the past. The Royals and the Tara Ladies, by virtue of finishing first and second in the regular season, will each get a bye in the opening round. So tomorrow night at 7 p.m., the Port Elgin Diamond Devils will be in against Meaford Leaky Canoe, and that will be followed by the Bad News Bears taking on the Allenford Gators at 8:30. The highest surviving team from the opening round will meet Tara on September 28th, while the lowest surviving first-round winner will go against the Royals, also on the 28th, in the other semifinal. The two semifinal winners, they advance to a one-game championship showdown. That game would be Thursday, September 30th at Allenford, albeit the game time for that final is undetermined at the moment. So while the Blue Jays have been compelling tonight as they line up against the Tampa Bay Rays, there's a lot to be decided in the next 10 days in the Grabbers Ladies Fastball League. For Pete's Auto Body, I'm Fred Wallace.